right, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, what were we talking about again?
Well, I don't remember either.
We got a new caller. Let's let him in. MT, let's get some new blood in.
Oh, yeah. That's Montana.
Al, sorry. Al in Montana. Sorry.
Hey, oh, hey. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys are really quiet. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's a great show, and I liked how you read that book the past few weeks too. I caught your first show because William at the end of his show, like maybe 6 weeks ago, said, you know, this guy is going to be a good host, and I've caught every one of your shows. So, you know, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're doing a really good job.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to second that. I meant to give you props on the show. Sorry to interrupt you, Al. I meant to give you props on the show, Travis. You're doing a fantastic show, man. Go ahead, Al.
Yes, appreciate it. What's your thoughts on the book, Al? You got any thoughts you want to impart on us?
On the book?
Yeah, just anything in general, any topic you want to talk about, really anything.
No, it's the book, like, listening real close, it was just like written down information that, you know, that just kind of confirmed things I think and know from a different angle, this, you know, than ever. Everybody's got their different take. But, yeah, right. I get it.
What you thinking in the country today? What's your thoughts on what's happening? And you got any interesting things you've seen or heard?
I'm having so much trouble hearing you guys, which is weird. When it's usually the caller, it's hard to hear. But put this up to my ear. But I noticed, like, the last since the Israel Palestine thing happened, that so many, and there's the obvious one. So many of these right-wing truthers that were like latecomers and kind of cutting liners they were like the new row of shark's teeth that came in during the Trump over the Trump Russia hoax and all that, and they're now peeling off, and they used to be so logical, you know, with all their articles and all their filings and everything, and you know, there's obvious ones, like everybody's going after Shapiro and Levin, which is great to see those guys be finally exposed to the whole country, at least the ones, people that'll pay attention. But there's other ones like the Gateway Pundit and Rebel News and Steve Bannon. Well, like Steve Bannon hasn't gone off the rails yet, but we know where he's at. But like, their coverage of this whole thing is now presenting false binaries and logical fallacies with their questions of how do you decide what side you're on, which the side that anybody reasonable is on is that Israel created Hamas, Israel let Hamas come in and do whatever they did, and they're just in on it together, and all these journalists, like a Ben Burquam or a Jordan Godrich of the Kiwi Pundit, and all these guys go around, and their question is, do you believe Israel has the right to defend itself, or do you believe Israel has the right to exist, which presents is a false binary that basically you either say yes or you're a terrorist, and I'm like, trying to comment on people's videos going, why don't you ask, just go out there and expose yourself completely and ask the people, do Black Lives Matter?
Right.
And then their other question on the other side is, do you condemn Hamas? Like I'm actually siding with Rashida Tlaib when this Burquam guy's going, do you condemn Hamas? And they're trying to simplify it down, and they look just like a leftist going out and asking, do you believe transsexual people have the right to exist? or do you, you know, do you think Black Lives Matter? And they just,
yeah.
I hope people are seeing that, because I'm not hearing anybody comment on that. Maybe I just scour the media, these particular media more than other people, but nobody's mentioned it.
Well, I'm really glad you brought this up, because I've seen it a little bit here and there. Like, the Amazing Polly just went off on Israel recently, and she had previously not said anything about it. So it's kind of interesting you brought this up, and I'm glad you did, because I don't follow some of that you were talking about, and I do find it interesting that all of a sudden they jump on the bandwagon, like, oh yeah, I forgot to mention Israel.
They're talking heads. I'm going to bet that Mark Levine is saying things like, you're either with us or against us! You know, I remember that guy just starts screeching and screaming, doesn't he? Mark Levine.
Yeah, with his tiny hand. And his, like, brooding. I mean, he was such a fake from the first moment I ever saw that guy talk. And it was like, didn't Sean Hannity always introduce him as the great one?
Right.
The great one.
The great one.
Right. That's funny. No, that's a really good observation. I'm really glad you brought that up, because they are trying to divide us and put us on in, you know, you either do this or you do that. And I do think they're really trying to stir the pot. And, you know, that we've obviously had a lot of immigrants come from that area, and, you know, places like Dearborn, Michigan. I mean, that's a hotbed for the Muslims. And, I'm not taking sides on either side. You know, if you're supporting Hamas, you're a freaking idiot. You're just being used by them, you know? So there's a lot of tools in our country probably being used.
Well, if the news agencies I was talking about, who are so skilled at critical thinking and research, which is how they debunk anything Biden does, anything that, you know, the Democrats do, research, this and that. I kind of lost my train of thought there. But if they were applying the same critical thinking and research that to this situation in Israel-Palestine, they wouldn't walk around asking questions like, you know, do you condemn Hamas or does Israel have the right to defend itself? They're presenting the same false binary as the left usually does, and they're completely abandoning what they got famous on. You know, what they got popular on was, like, they treat the Ukrainian war the exact opposite. You know, most people forgot there's a war in Ukraine and Russia after 3 weeks of this. But they treat it completely differently. And then when it comes to the Israel-Hamas, they parrot the talking point. That's going to just, they should have just done the same thing for the Ukrainian war, or they should have just blamed Trump for colluding with Russia. I mean, they're just going the way of the dodo bird politician pundit. And I'm just commenting all the time, and I'm the only one who seems to see it. And I'm like, I know I'm about to get arrested for some of these comments, but I don't give a shit.
Well, you know, those little comments out there, some people scour the comments and read those. You might lead them to the gem of truth, you know?
Yeah, and another thing, you know, I'll let you go. Obviously, you want more people calling, but you know that shooting that happened the other day? My buddy got the news to me, like, real quick. And I immediately went to Wikipedia, and it was already on the Lewiston main Wikipedia page, like within 10 minutes or 20 minutes of it happening.
I was
trying to look at the edits and see when it came up, and it was all jumbled up information. But, like, literally said on Lewiston, like, October 25th, trio of mass shooting events results in upwards of 22 dead people and 60 injured, with the shooter still remaining at large, on the Wikipedia page within a half hour.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I knew they did that stuff. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good...
That's good. A good observation, man. I'm glad you called it out.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the show. I'm going to I'm going to tune in over the radio instead of the phone. Let you go. Thank you. Hey, William, thank you.
Call it anytime, Al. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al. Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Those are great. That was a great call. Thank you. Good points. Good points. Yeah, I mean, that's why I like RBN, because we can actually talk on this station. You know, we're not going to get a lot of the BS trolls, and people are actually knowledgeable on this station, and that's why I like talking to this audience. I wouldn't like doing what I do with on Facebook, where you have a bunch of normies and, why do you think that? Oh my God.
I know, we don't get too many people calling in with that, because we're just speaking facts over here. I mean, if you get somebody, you occasionally will get some troll that is really screwed up in their head and calls and just kvetches like some kind of weird, just constantly spewing out a bunch of lies and half-truths and manipulations of what actually happened. It's happened when I've talked about viruses. I'm not going to say any names, but there's somebody in particular that actually had called in prior to John Stadtmiller's show, and John Stadtmiller banned him from his show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We've got it ready to go if he calls back in. He just calls in and tries to waste everyone's time, and pretty sure it's like a Hasbro troll or something.
Right.
But really doesn't like it when we get to start talking about the virus hoax. Probably is invested somehow. Probably has some kind of investments in that, or is working for big money to call, to try to, stop people from looking into it, but completely doesn't understand the arguments that are made by the people presenting this, and then misrepresents what they say, and then lies. Just flat out lies about stuff.
Right.
So, and I don't really want to pick it all apart, because it's just a waste. It's a waste of time. It's like a black hole,
Right.
And Hitler talked about, let me pull up an excerpt from him. I'll read it at some point, but I've read this from time to time. Something that Hitler said. It's like, when we're trying to argue with a Jew, it's like jelly squeezing through the hands and then reassembling itself in a mass in another spot. It's really excellent. I'll find it.
You find it. Well, let's take this call from Arizona. Don in Arizona. Let's see what Don's got for us.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yes, I'd like to talk a little bit. There's a guy here in as a Jewish guy that has a radio talk show here in Tucson, Arizona. And I don't know, are you guys in Texas? Maybe you're in Texas.
Some of us are. I think some of the RBN staff is.
Right.
Well, anyway, this guy used to have a talk show in Waco, Texas. But now he's in Tucson. Been here quite a few years. His name is Garrett Lewis. He's a conservative. I mean, he's a pretty good as talk shows go. He's pretty good. I mean, he's comical. He's entertaining. He can do it. And he's against people like Fauci, In fact, he can do a good imitation of Fauci. So he's kind of got this shtick, right? And he's against, he's against masks. I mean, so he's basically, he tries to do some good. He had Carrie Lake, when Carrie Lake was running for governor, he had her on the show a lot, and probably one of the few in terrestrial media that actually was on her side. And when Trump comes to Arizona, he's one of the few people that Trump will talk to. So, so he's against tranny mania, he's against the extreme liberal city government here in Tucson, where they have the city council and they try to censor people from saying anything. So he's done all that. But as soon as this thing happened with the whatever this Hamas attack was, and we don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows exactly what the hell happened. The whole thing could have been a complete hoax, probably.
Right. What's this guy saying about it?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. He's totally all of a sudden he's a total Mossad propaganda expert. He's talking about
I was like, wait, where's this call going? And it looked like, okay, cool, okay, we got.
I was trying to lead up to it, but yeah, he just changed abruptly. Now he can't stop talking about. He was talking about the 80 murdered babies, 40 of them beheaded, all these total lies. And and this is the thing: what is the deal with Israel? Because I've met most Americans. There's probably a lot of Americans that have never met a Jew. There's only 2%. Of the American population is about the same here, and so who's he talking to? I mean, there's not that many Jews in Tucson or in Arizona, but he's kind of got this. He seems to feel that if you're against tranny mania, you also have to love the Jews' right to have genocide over Palestinians. It doesn't add up, And the whole thing about Jews, I've met some. I didn't grow up with Jews, but I met some. And when I would meet one, the topic would come up: what the hell's the deal with Israel? And it never did make any sense. What Israel? Why do you have to have a patch of land there just for your own religion? So it never did make any sense, and it still doesn't. Right? But anyway, this is what a lot of them are doing. That, and it's been commented that the mask will come off a lot of these people all of a sudden. You realize that Israel is so very... Why is Israel important? This guy's an American. I mean, he grew up in New York City, but he played hockey, and he's some of the basic, American... Seems to have some American values, but now all of a sudden everything is all... all Israel. It's the most important thing in the world. Most Americans don't give a damn. Like you say, who cares? But on the other hand, I'm against genocide. I don't want any of my tax dollars going to Israel at all. Not a penny. Right. Well, they don't need it. They're not a poor country. They don't need foreign aid. They're just the whole thing is a big scam. And I think overall, I think what will happen is this: this is hurting Israel because. In a public relations manner, because to the extent that people pay attention to this, they say, hey, wait a minute, time out. What's going on? Why are American dollars going to just genocide people?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's especially unfortunate, what Trump signed that aid package to Israel for $3.8 billion a year, total $10 billion or whatever it was for the next 10 years or something, and you got to wonder, how could that money be used in our country? And why should we care what's going on 8,000 miles away? People are worried about paying the bills, paying the rent, paying for the food. I mean, sending your kids to school is not cheap. You all know that.
They own
that's
all
what
the
people
politicians.
Are worried about.
Not just Trump, every politician they own. There's no candidate you can vote for that's against aid. It would be against aid for, except for that one Palestinian lady there. And I'll give her credit.
Yeah,
for that.
She's probably a plant. She's probably put there to, stir up that side of things. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but she's the one that will. Not the only one that would vote against aid for. I guess maybe a couple of the other ones. I mean, the whole thing is still a mystery to me. Why? What's the whole deal about having this one patch of desert land? If it's their home. They consider it their homeland, but it's the homeland of Christianity too, and Muslims.
Right.
I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Don. Really appreciate it. No, that's a great point too. You do see these guys' masks come off. You're right, especially the pro-Israel ones. Right off the bat, they jump on that. I had a coworker, he's listening to Newsmax, and I was just, over there shaking my head going, oh my God, here we go, So, yeah, why should most Americans care? Most of them don't. But that most of them don't know how much we're sending them. And for what? You know, if they're over there creating Hamas and working with their supposed enemy, what are we supporting you for if you're over there, you know, making your own bed? I don't get it. You get it, Will?
No, it doesn't. It's so stupid. You can't, I mean, how, I don't know. I don't know what else to do except to say, you know, you're stupid. You know, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, maybe that'll help them go, oh, I don't want to be stupid. I don't want you to think that I'm stupid. But,
you know what my newest thing is,
there's some kind of little thing built into their propaganda that makes that not quite enough to get them to.
I like going up to my, you know, some of my friends or family and, hey, are you ready to send your kids over to die for Israel? They just get me all weird.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, this whole Hollywood thing about, oh, you're going to go be heroic and fight and become a hero. And you're going to get, you can come back with witnessing horrors and be forever traumatized and changed. And know that you're over there not for any good purpose.
Yeah, it's almost so predictable, but it is pretty dangerous too. You know, you got all these, you know, nation states, you know, thinking they're tougher than they are, and you know, puffing up their chests, and I don't know, man. It's like playing with fire, and of course, Israel's right in the center of it, as always.
Jews will be at the center of that. Hey, can we play the 3-minute video? Highest, the ADL, and Jews at the border. This should be interesting.
Yeah, this should be good. Thanks for finding that, Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one's got the Jews for refugees and the people walking down the streets. Of course, some Jews, they organize a giant protest and like thousands of people show up, of course, always. You know, it's like most of them are just on their phones, kind of like, oh, okay, I guess we had to come down here for school or something, you know.
The American Jewish community owes its very existence to those times when America kept its doors open for people who were fleeing persecution. And that's not happening right now. People need to see that this is affecting human beings. The problem is that this administration has dehumanized migrants and asylum seekers, and we're here to basically rehumanize them.
If we really are interested in doing any long-term mobilization and change, then the Jewish community has to take some sort of stand.
I'm an immigrant to the United States, and I was thinking what it would have been like for me to be a teenager, to be in that orange jumpsuit with big letters that said detainee behind me, and that was what that does to my psychology and how that would traumatize me for the rest of my life, and probably I wouldn't be here.
What I'd like to come out of it is for us to develop a plan for reaching out to our constituencies all over the country in order to tell the story and get people to stand up for really basic justice for immigrants and refugees.
I believe we've got the capability of reaching deeper to come up with sensible, smart strategies that are focused on issues of decency and fairness to figure out a better way forward on this really difficult and complex issue.
All right. Hey, let's give that a stop, right? So we didn't vet this video, and there was a lot of dead air. But there's lots of little golden things in there. It's like fairness, and you know, I'm gay, and I'm speaking out from my gay position, and we need, you know, fairness. So, you know, you need to accept massive numbers of refugees and accept this army that's coming in to wipe you out in the name of fairness. And by the way, yeah. So they're going to manipulate you with these little piano strokes as well, you know?
Right. Well, Mike pointed out that was Greenblatt at the end.
Was it? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So Mike can see it. I didn't know that was Green. So at the beginning, it has Mark Hetfield, the president and CEO of Hyatt's. Right? And he's got his Hyatt's baseball cap on, his backpack, and his glasses. And, you know, and I've met a Christian that's participating in this genocide, and he thinks that he's doing good thing. And I just remember him sniveling about white people. Like, I'm like, dude, you understand that what you're actually doing is you're assisting in the genocide of white people. It wasn't actually whites that brought slaves to America. It was Jews. And he's like, I disagree. And him, it's just like, I just remember him sniveling about, well, white people have really, you know, caused problems in the world. And
right. You know, yeah, that these people are so, you know, just useful idiots that it's almost sickening, you know?
Exactly.
And you know, what really irks me is I've been hearing rumors that a lot of these immigrants are getting $2,200 a month. And I think I mentioned this on the last show, but how many Americans, you know, veterans, older people, you know, how many people has this country destroyed with its, you know, the medical bills or, you know, taxes or whatever, you know, a business is going under. This country's not there for its own people, and yet no. They're handing out their taxpayer money to these new immigrants who, you know, what happens if that money supply stops for them? What do you think they're going to do? Well,
that's what's going to happen, Travis. It is going to stop.
I think it will.
And then they're going to show up at white people's houses because Jews are going to be saying, it's time to go get Whitey. Because Jews are going to be saying, oh, we ran out of food. It's Whitey that did it. They're going to, again, blame Whitey. So that's what's going to happen. I mean, what else is going to happen? I mean, we've learned how to do calculus here, okay? We study the Jewish question. So you can do instant calculus in your head about what the Jews' next maneuver is.
Right. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1 ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10 ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Talking Heads. All right, we're at the last half hour. If anybody wants to call in, give us some thoughts. 512-248-8252. 248-8252. I like getting new callers, like getting perspective from around the country, so you don't have to give us your real name or state if you're shy. We don't care. Anyway, yeah, I thought those were great points about the recent media coverage and you can kind of see through the mask because many of these media personalities and how they're trying to frame us into one side or the other. And, you know, it's important to realize that, you know, both parties are responsible. You know, I'm not cutting the Muslims any slack either because they're just as fanatical and religiously zealots as the Jews are in some respects. However, the Jews shouldn't have been treating them that way, and, you know, they kind of made their own bed. And again, why should America, you know, bail them out? They've always had the plan for America to fight the war with Iran for them at our expense. So we all know that, but what's your thoughts, Will?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that they're not our friend, they're our enemy. They're our worst enemy. I mean, the most dangerous enemy we've ever had and ever. And they're coming for us. And they want us dead, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't want to blame. I'm not, you know, people. If somebody doesn't always mention the Jew, it doesn't mean they don't have useful information. Because sometimes we were talking about the pejorative effect of the word. Sometimes it takes people a little while before they can work up to that. So it's good to have different tiered levels of information people can go through. But I remember there being like a real barrier when I was first kind of getting red-pilled on stuff before it was the Jews, before the Jews in 2017. I was listening to PragerU and Ben Shapiro. And I remember them, PragerU, doing a thing about white nationalists and, you know, and then it kind of puts a barrier in your head to ever listening to those folks. Right. And then something, I think it's separate. It was separate then. I don't remember what happened first, if I got red-pilled on the Holocaust first and then listened to Richard Spencer. Because it was like he was sort of like the poster boy for the white nationalist at that time. So I just remember, you know, then you think about like the white supremacist, and when you're stuck in that mindset and you think about white supremacist, do you think about somebody coming at you with a skinhead and a baseball bat, right?
Right.
You think like a bunch of skinheads coming at you, like thug looking white guys, like with knuckle draggers coming down the alleyway with a baseball bat. Maybe one of them's got like, you know, like brass knuckles,
and a chain.
Yeah. They just, you know, they look nice. Like they want to have a conversation. Well, it turns out that so I got to listen to I was like the right stuff or something. I think it was like Mike Enoch. I don't remember. It was some.
Will, you cut out. We still there? We lost Will. We lost me. I'm not sure, but
oh, geez, man, this whole time I was talking for like the last 2 minutes.
No, you just cut off about 10 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, about 10 seconds.
I don't know how that happened. Maybe Mike muted me. Well, I was just saying Richard Spencer, right? Did you hear me mention that?
Yeah, I heard you mention Richard Spencer. And yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was cut off.
Yeah, somewhere right around there.
Well, okay, so yeah, I they were doing some show about like you know, literature and like European culture and, you know, like, and it was like I felt like I was like in I don't know, like history class or like what was the name? Social studies or something, but like a legitimate class. And it was like, so these are what they call white supremacists. So there was that red pill. It was just like, these people are harmless, man. And they're just guys that are white guys and they're having intelligent conversations. It's like, that makes them evil according to Jews.
Right.
You know? So it's just like, and you just go, this is, wow, the lies. Like, who's doing this? Who's doing this? You find out it's Jews doing it. And then it becomes like, wow. It's just a shocker, you know? Well, what's up with David Duke? Somebody, even after that happened, somebody sent me, was actually one of the guys, there's like two different friends, two different people that kind of help red pill me in the beginning. I'm like, dude, how is it the Jews? You got to explain it to me. I don't get it. And this was probably still early December. Yeah, I still didn't get it. Even though I was told about the Holocaust being BS. And I started to do some research because I know it had been like a month and a half in between when I was telling my friend, dude, I don't get it. How is it the Jews? Just explain it to me. And I really wanted to know. I wasn't trying to, you know, trip him up or anything. And so he sends me a David Duke video. And at first I go, David Duke, is that really? He's like, well, yeah, maybe not the best example, but still whatever, you know. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. It was the Zio Media. I got to find that video. I should play it back. David Duke's Zio Media video. This is one of the first red pills. I'm going to try to find it on BitChute, but I'll shut up now and you go ahead.
Well, it just kind of dawned on me, you know, when you talked about the way they just repetitively speak these phrases about white supremacists, you know, and the FBI is issuing, you know, white supremacists are dangerous, and of course all the media is talking about it. They just keep the way they use the language, they're masters of the way they manipulate the language, and they're able to emotionally trigger people off of these certain words and the repetition of them, and like certain images they play at the same time. So I think it, you know, there's a many people that are under this spell in a way. And I guess it's up to us to try to, you know, pick it apart with people. And, yeah. You know, again, I've always tried custom tailoring, you know, certain information for certain people. And, you know, it sometimes works. Sometimes it gets them interested. But, you know, you would think, you know, a hardcore, you know, Fox News, Trump guy, you know, when you start telling them, hey, did you know who's been stealing our U.S. military secrets and basically selling them to China and reverse engineering it with Russia scientists, you know, so basically China and Russia have this stuff. And you tell them this and they just kind of like get a blank look on their face and, whoa. Yeah, they have nothing to say. It's really interesting. You know, you would think they'd be like, really? Where'd you read that? You know, find me a military publication that says that. Okay, well, give me a few minutes and, you know, it goes on one ear out the other half the time. And so, you know, then I find the guy watching Mark Levin, you know, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, okay, dude.
Right. Yeah, it's just understanding the psychology and the way the brain works is critical. Because if you don't, I think you find the incredibly frustrated. And it's hard to understand the paradigm of going through all the research we've done to look and to, you know, oh, man, I just came across a really, it's a total ADD moment, but this video on BitChute, David Axelrod, Obama's Jewish hand, there's a picture of Obama, and he looks like a hood rat. Let me send this to you. You'll see exactly what I'm saying. But I wanted to say, I'm looking at David Duke's channel right now. I'm shocked on BitChute. He's only got 4,099 subscribers. David Duke. I mean, E. Michael Jones has like 21,000. Vince James. Let me see his Red Elephants. I think he's got like, let me not say until I can just see real quick. Red Elephants, Vince James has 68,939 subscribers, but David Duke only has 4,099. I mean, he was a senator for a little bit, or right?
I
either in the House or I don't remember. He's in the House or the Senate.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder if he's on another channel that is more heavily watched on or something.
Well, yeah, he's on Rents, and he's got his own website, and he posts all his videos. But he's only 4,099 subscribers, so maybe he's shadow banned on BitChute.
Yeah, you can play a few minutes of that if you want to.
Well, I didn't even vet it. I just sent it to you. So yeah. You see the picture, but you see Obama. Look at his face.
Yeah.
He looks like a migrant coming over up here, going, "Hey, Whitey, we're gonna steal."
He looks like he's high on something.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't look.
His eyes look really weird.
Yeah, yeah, it looks very, very creepy looking. His lips are all pursed together, and his eye, and they're doesn't even look like what we would. Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. Probably high on something. I found
all these guys have been incrementally setting up the doing the little steps they need to do that their handlers are telling them to do. You know, from Obama to Trump and now Biden, they're all working for the tribe in a way, in my opinion. Because you know, they're all the steps they do, all the little things they do, just you know, benefit the Chosenites. None of the things these politicians do benefit the average person in this country. And I think a lot of people are starting to catch on to that, at least. And I think when they start realizing the food is, you know, astronomical cost. And one thing I did want to mention is if this thing does break out into war, you know, since they've sent our strategic oil reserves elsewhere, apparently, don't be surprised if gas is $6, $7, $8 a gallon, if not more. And that's going to really hurt. It's going to really hurt a lot of people.
By design.
And it's all by design. And I can tell you, this country has outproduced Saudi Arabia and Russia numerous years in oil production. This country has a lot of oil. And why we're not utilizing that, well, we know the climate cultists are, you know, heavily against that because they think everything runs off of solar and windmills, you know, apparently. But, you know, it's a serious problem. We need energy. And it's also a catch-22 for the globalists, you know. They want to shut us down. They want to bring us to the dark ages. But at the same time, they want to keep us in this digital prison. So I don't know how they're going to get around it. I think they'll probably just, you know, drive up the prices, these artificial shortages, and keep impoverishing us to try to corner us and make us comply. But I don't know if they'll ever shut it off completely, because they really want their, you know, technological prison system. They're going to have us locked down, you know, in every way, shape, and form, and we're just going to be little automatons for them. That's their end goal. In addition to depopulating at least, you know, the most dissenting people. But, you know, I see no other choice, you know, because if we don't stand up, they're going to get us. And if we do, well, whatever. I don't know. You got thoughts on that?
Jews are going to be at the center of that.
Of course.
And it's going to be a horrific transformation for Europe to make. Europe is not going to be the monolithic society.
Who was that? Barbara Spector? Is that who that was?
Jews are going to the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that last century. Jews are going to be at the center of the century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. Jews are going to be at the center of that. Will be resented because of our leading role.
Well, yeah.
By request.
Stop defaming me.
Stop defaming me. That was Greenblatt.
And the start conversation is shut down. And by the way, I wanted to announce, remember how the Canadian truckers stopped? Well, the woman in Canadian Parliament was a woman by the name of Yasa Aran or something. Dang it, I forgot exactly. Let me get it real quick. Okay, but this is good information to know because it's the woman that E. Michael Jones talks about regularly, who came out and then said like "honk honk" means Heil Hitler. They found a propaganda flyer around a truck, and so they equated the truckers to Heil Hitler, and so it was a Jewish. This woman is a dual citizen of Canada, so she's an Israeli citizen and a Canadian citizen. And she comes, and you know, the Canadians only have Canadian citizenship, right? They can't run off to Israel when things go bad. But this woman in power, this abuser of power, I think I sent you this link. Did I not? Probably not.
Oh, wait. I don't remember offhand, but.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to anything I send you, so. Yeah.
No, that's not true. I don't remember it, though, but that is interesting. You know, of course, you know, this dual citizen thing is, it's another thing that should really ignite the, you know, the pro-constitutionalist out there, you know, got my Bill of Rights and that kind of person, you know, that should really ignite them when you tell them, hey, did you know that we actually have X amount of people that are actually dual citizens in our Congress and Senate? What? You know, again, you tell them this stuff and they just like brush it off. Like it's no big deal.
It's good.
But it is a big deal.
Yeah. They seem, again, repetition. So it's like, if you just think of it like this, you're not going to get it in one go. You got to drop a nugget. Like it's a, I don't know to compare it to something, but it's like, if you're chipping away at a rock or something, you're not going to get it in one go, you know?
Right.
And so you got to just go into it knowing that, you know? So the lady's name is Yara Sachs. Okay. So, I'm going to send you this, but while I'm sending it, I'm going to read it. Yara Sachs, born March 9, 1973, is a Canadian politician who serves as the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions and Associate Minister of Health. She was elected to the House of Commons of Canada by an election on October 26, 2020. Following the resignation of blah, blah, whatever, she, blah, 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 who cares? All right, yeah, so there you go. Early life, a dual citizen of Canada and Israel. Sachs was born in Toronto, an Israeli father has lived in both Israel and Canada. She attended blah, 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 blah. Whatever. View on Israeli politics. Sachs has been deeply critical of the direction of the Netanyahu government in Israel for its treatment of its Israeli Arab citizens in the 200,000 nation state. Has expressed the concern that it is leading Israel to the deeply racist towards its minorities and not to see itself as a light and shelter to future home and asylum seekers fleeing war. Okay, so the lady is... At the same time, she's saying that stuff, which is the position of the leftists. She's also, you know, the position of the leftists that we, you know, are kind of like, yes, okay, yeah, don't attack Palestine. Don't genocide Palestine. So we're in agreement with them on that. Right. But she's also obviously directing white genocide because she's stopping the Canadian truckers from protesting. By shutting down the argument by bringing up the Hala hoax.
Right. They love doing that. They love shutting down the arguments. Hey, yeah. I think Don in Arizona's got a point he wants to bring back in real quick, and let's let him come on.
Sure.
See what he forgot. Come on, Don.
There's another thing I noticed. The person who is in charge of UN food is a UN, in other words, the person who's in charge of the food coming in to the Palestinians was almost nothing. I mean, they're getting bombed to hell, but still, they've let a few trucks in with food. The person in charge of that is Cindy McCain, John McCain's widow. Remember John McCain?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somehow,
I mean, she got appointed to that by that position, a UN, some kind of a UN special envoy or whatever, by Biden. And she's the one in charge. I saw her on the news. I couldn't believe it. Cindy McCain. She's famous in Arizona. The McCainites, the McCain machine. Nobody can understand how John McCain ever got elected because everybody hated him, you know. But her family was mafia from Las Vegas. There she is in charge of the food coming in there, you know. And you're saying you're a sucker if you're for the Palestinians. I'm for the Palestinians. Hamas is just the government of that word. They're the government, the elected government of the Gaza Strip. That's all that is. And whoever, and we don't know if actually it was Hamas, so-called Hamas people. I mean, we don't know who it was that did this attack, and we don't even know if there was that an actual attack, and if there was an attack. I mean, so the whole thing could be a big hoax. But I'm against genocide. That's my main point. I'm totally anti-genocide, and for American, my tax dollars to go to genocide, I'm against that. That's all I got to say. Thanks. Right.
No, it's good, man. Thanks, Don. Appreciate you calling in with that, because I agree with you, man. I'm against any killing. I mean, most people just want to live their life in peace and do their thing, raise their kids, you know, have a little bit of money to do some fun stuff. Just leave us alone, you know? But, you know, apparently certain tribe cannot leave us alone. In my opinion.
Well, no, they can't. They will not leave us alone. No, that's all we want. We just want to be left alone. We want to stop being molested by this Jew tribe that's just constantly molesting everything.
Right.
You know, it's not just molestation. It's like murder and genocide, and it's disgusting, man. And so, you're right about the language. It's like we gotta start using the language, right? You're exactly right. The gematria or the numerology that they use, people are under a spell. They are literally under a spell, a Jewish spell.
Right.
And well, I loved how Don ended his call. Click. That's all I got to say. Click. That was great. Shout out to him for that one. That was pretty funny.
Right. And, you know, yeah, I get where he's coming from, and I'm with him, man. I'm not really backing either side. I'm just over it. I'm over it. I don't care anymore. You know, just leave me alone. But anyway, wasn't it Satan Yahoo that had that famous quote, basically saying, "America's like a
golden cow, and we'll drain
suck
America
it dry, and when we're done with it, we'll throw it away," or something along those lines.
Yep. Yeah, he was caught on a hot mic. I think he was talking to his family
or something. that's what this guy thinks about us. So this guy thinks about this country,
right?
And you got millions of Christian Zionists sending their money over to him.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Amazing times. I don't know.
I think the show's over there, bro.
Oh yeah, it's been a great show. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, Will. It's always a pleasure, man. You do a great show too, and.
Absolutely, my brother.
Thank you. Mike, as always, thank you. Do an awesome job. And listeners, please, if you could support RBN in any way, greatly appreciated. Thank you all for listening. Have a great evening, great weekend, and we'll see you next time on the Final Hour.
Awesome. The fate of all.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.